I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Just for a Moment, Sunday Desperation. Written and read by Sundial. "Stay a moment," he says, when I rise as well. I stare down at him, looking so desirable where he sits, his cock glistening in the sunlight. "Just for a moment," he says. I turn, look at you. You grin at me. "Coffee in 10, you say, and you leave us alone. "Just for a moment then," I say. "Come to me," he says. I crawl naked across the bed with the sole intention of taking his cock into my mouth again. It's standing out so hard, visibly throbbing, inviting me, calling to my tongue, causing me to swallow the build-up of saliva in my mouth. And I almost make it, but at the very last second he stops me. He grabs my shoulders and stops me just short. Without thinking, I stick out my tongue and lick the pearl of his own desire from the tip of him. He holds me back from him, pushes me up to sitting, and leans in. Kissing has always been a gentle tease of a thing between us, when our lips venture close. And this one starts out that way as well. His hands slide down from my shoulders to grip my upper arms, and he is all gentleness. Looking into my eyes, he pulls me to him, oh, so slowly. On my knees, I shuffle closer until they are pressing against his upper thigh. His nose nudges at mine, and I oblige his unspoken command, tilting my head a little. He nips at my lower lip then, and I gasp at the jolt it sends through me. Our lips are not quite touching, but his beard is tickling my chin. The moment stretching out, time slows down. The anticipation of the kiss is the sweetest part, and we're playing this beautifully. Even the tease he does with his nose, those gentle nudges against mine, is exciting me. I'm responding with nudges of my own. I lick and flutter a kiss onto each of his lips, and oh, he lets his breath escape in a noiseless grunt. Again he nips at my lower lip, a gentle bite of pure pleasure, a slight suction pulling it away from my teeth. My moan is a delicate noise, involuntary, and it fires through me, building into a fleeting feeling of sheer, excited vulnerability. It intensifies when his lips press against mine. The kiss deepens, and I rise to it, my hands on the sides of his head, straying to the back of his neck, his shoulders, his chest. Trying to clamber onto him, but he won't let me. He pushes me away from him, his grip on my upper arm increasing, and the kiss breaks. Then, all at once, he's on his knees and spinning me backwards onto the bed below him. Oh, he straddles me, takes a wrist into each hand, and gathers them above my head, pressing them into the mattress. Oh, and then he's lowering himself over me, and I can feel how the weight of him on his knees depresses the bed by my hips. Oh, of course I must fight him. Now he has me at his mercy. I need to feel his strength. I try to move my arms, jerking hard against him and hurting myself in the process. He just stares down at me, raises an eyebrow, bold as brass. So I redouble my efforts. Of course, I cannot move him an inch, and we both know it. Staring up at him, I watch the tiny changes in his expression, a hardening around his mouth, a narrowing of his darkening eyes. I watch how my struggling swells his desire, and my own swells in response. Oh, I am flooding with it. And then his nose is nudging mine again, and I feel my back arching, my hips lifting, rising from the bed as much as I am able. Oh, my body wants to press against him. I want him inside me. I need him to fuck me. Oh, and he's stealing more of that kiss from me now, hard and passionate, and I ride my horn higher, kissing him back, no longer struggling against his strength. With my wrists still held in his crushing grip, he breaks the kiss again, and his lips find my earlobe. Air rushes from his mouth into my ear. The warmth of his tongue licking at me, and a full-on shiver of pure pleasure rushes down the right side of my body. Oh, his teasing mouth paralyzes me. It moves down my neck, and I cannot move for the feeling of pleasure rushing in waves throughout my body. I become aware of his cock pushed against my pubis, and all of a sudden I notice the achingly empty space inside me. I grind against him and start to fight him again. I need him to fill me up. He lowers his mouth, has found my right nipple now, and oh, he's merciless, quieting my fight. I close my eyes, let a long shuddering breath out, and open them again, stare down at his head. Oh, my clit is pulsing uncontrollably, warm and swollen and aching to be touched, and I'm so wet, so ready for his cock. He sucks my nipple hard, and I groan out my desire. Please, fuck me, I beg. Oh, but then the door opens. Your eyes take us in, and you grin at what you see written all over my face.
Your moment's up, you say. Coffee's ready.
He raises himself up, with my wrists still captured in his hands. He grins, his dark eyes glinting down at me.
Later, little bird,
he says, before finally releasing me. Ugh.
That was Just for a Moment, Sunday Desperation, written and read by Sundial.
You can find more of my stuff, including audio porn, at goingdownwithsundial.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.